offer in summary is this.
I will give you $150,000 for 20% of the whole business, and I want my wicked cupcakes
Whoa.
On your site.
Wait a minute. The whole business?
The whole business?
Yep.
Oh.
I don't know how to split your business up. That's the problem.
Dave, I'll give you $300,000 for 35%.
WGN and live on CLTV. Our next guest, I grew up with him in Peoria, went to high school together. He married my best friend in high school's sister, and he formed a meat company. You talk meats, you talk Alwyn's in Peoria. They all go together. In studio with us is Dave Alwyn. That was you on Shark Tank. It's one thing to start a meat business, but it's another thing to take your business on national TV to try to get a partner.
That is correct, Pete, for sure.
How you doing, man? Good morning.
How are you? Happy to be here.
When you were first on Shark Tank, I couldn't believe it. What motivated you to go on there?
Well, I've been watching the show for years, and Dawn and I, 2012.
Your wife, yeah.
Yeah, my wife, Dawn. About 4 years into it, I kept saying, I'm going to go on the show one day. And we came home from a soccer game in 2012 of May from Jordan, my son. He had a soccer tournament up here. And we got back and found out there was auditions two hotels over from us up here in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know about it. And so I said, well, that's the bad news. The good news is there's one left in L.A. this Saturday, and I'm jumping on a plane Friday.
And so you didn't go to the one in Chicago. You went to L.A.
I did. I went to the last one for season four it was Burbank.
Okay.
That area over there.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So you go out there, and do you bring meat with you? What do you do?
No, I actually flew out with a catalog, a manila folder, and a magazine that I was in, and that was it. That was my whole audition. There was people flying in with, it was crazy. Stood in line 17 hours. And
you did not.
Yeah. Stood in line, get to the hotel. So I fly in Friday night, get to the hotel about 10 o'clock, and I'm checking in, and there's 5,000 people in line already.
Oh, my God. You're freaking out.
What is going on? I go up to the guy first in line. I said, it's Friday. When did you get here? He goes, Monday. I said, Monday?
Monday.
This isn't a Grateful Dead concert. And so of course, this is pretty cool. I started checking. I call home and said, well, I don't think I'm going to get any sleep tonight. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. And so I'm checking in. This tall dude's checking in with me. And I said, man, where are you from? He said, I'm from Orlando. Where are you from? I said, I'm from Peoria, Illinois. Here's the deal. I'm forming a team. Team Dave, and I'm the captain. You want to be on the team? He goes, what do I do? He goes, I said, just go get in line. I'll see you in about 45 minutes. I'll go get three lawn chairs and three blankets because it's September. I think it was September. And it was cold. And we're going to be out staying outside at 70-degree weather, 60-some-degree weather on the sidewalk all night.
Right.
And so he goes and gets in line. I take a cab. I go to a store. I find another dude that's lost in the store and tell him he wants to be on Team Dave. He's on Team Dave, and so he's from Arkansas. He jumps on the team. By the time we get back, there's already 500 people behind our guy.
You're kidding.
No, it was crazy.
Oh my God.
So that was the whole reasoning of having a team is you know, you're several blocks from the hotel now. If you got to go to the bathroom, take a break, go shower in the morning, whatever, at least
right.
You get a place in line.
Yeah.
You know.
So. I mean, you're a born leader. That's so funny. Team Dave.
Right.
So you get into the auditions. What do you do?
You know, it's Mark Burnett, Sony, and ABC. I mean, you're pitching to...
So Burnett's in front of you.
Well, somebody from the station, from the studio. Yeah, it's three different people. And, you know, you have a couple minutes to give a pitch, and they critique you back, and it kind of goes from there. Either, you know, they want more or they don't.
And what did they say to you? Dave, we like your story. Come back.
Pretty much. We want to hear more. Send us more information type thing.
Okay.
And so that's how it all started.
How long did that last?
From the time we actually flew out there till the time we actually aired was 11 months.
The time that you were in there giving your pitch, how long was it? 5 minutes? 7 minutes?
Typically,
10 minutes?
They say you're going to get 2 minutes to give them a pitch, two minutes to give them back. I give them a pitch in 2 minutes, and we talk for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And so it went well.
Nice. So you knew you were in.
Well, no, you don't know you're in. I mean, 54,000, I believe, had auditioned that year,
oh
and 100 air. You know?
Jeez.
So the numbers are staggering, and so you never know you're in, ever. You never assume you're in, either.
So you get on the show. And they loved you for some reason, but you didn't have a business plan.
I didn't have a good enough business.
You got killed.
I did. Well, yes and no. I don't know how you say you get killed when your website breaks a million hits in 8 days.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
So maybe killed in a good way. I won't lie. We had some problems with so much traffic that we weren't ready for either. Some issues.
Did they warn you ahead of time saying, hey, this is going to be on national TV. You better get everything ready.
Well, you get an email that you are going to air.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And your official air date is such and such. And it's 10 to 14 days out. out. And so, you know, you've got everything to worry about at that point. You know, and everybody that I talked to that I met filmed with or whatever, it's like, oh, your site's going to crash. Our site crashed in 3 seconds. Our site crashed in 5 seconds.
And oh, my gosh.
So there's two things in the TV world. It's the Oprah effect or it's the Shark Tank effect.
Yeah.
And those are two things that if you get on those two platforms, people don't realize it can literally be hundreds of thousands of people instantly.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Shark Tank. Andy's a big fan of Shark Tank. Yeah. Did you see the first time he was on or the second?
I saw the second time. So I knew that something didn't go right the first time, but they were nice enough and they were interested enough to bring you back. I mean,
it was season six. So that was, I think that aired in April of 2015.
So the first time you were on, they said nobody wanted to buy into it because it was too new.
They loved my product.
Yes.
And they loved the product.
They were going to town like they were going to the electric chair.
Business plan form. It was interesting is they didn't want anything to do with the retail or the catering, and they were more interested in the mail order business the first show. So the second show, I come back and I split off the mail order entity separate, and Kevin and Robert fight and want the retail and the catering back in the mix.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of interesting how it all came full circle.
Why Mr. Wonderful, Robert with the good hair, he made an offer, and Mark Cuban. Why'd you pick Cuban?
Well, Mark and his whole family have become customers ever since season four when I didn't get the deal. Several of them are customers, and they order a lot and often, and personal to the family's personal friends. And I, you know what? Life to me has always been about connecting the dots, and I knew if I inked a deal with Mark Cuban, the dots will start to connect on their own. And pretty much that's what's happened. Mark and his team are just phenomenal. He's got a whole crew, probably 6 to 8 people that just manage the Shark Tank companies now.
You're kidding.
No, he probably has maybe 50 to 60.
Oh, my gosh.
Shark Tank companies that deals have actually closed.
Jeez, man.
And so I don't take advantage of all the things that are needed, like CPAs and accountants and all that, because I've been in business quite a while. Some of the startups really need help with that.
Right.
And he's there for whatever level you need. And so it's been great. And the dots have certainly started to connect.
So how does it work? I mean, okay, you get the deal on the show. And then there's obviously you have to do some due official diligence. Paperwork and all that kind of stuff. I mean, how long after the show did everything kind of get together?
We aired in May, and by September, I think our deal was closed. So there was some due diligence and tax returns and liabilities and how you're going to do certain stuff and all that in the way of doing business.
And they can bail out of a deal, right?
Absolutely. Over the years, especially the first few years, a lot of people just tried getting on the show with no real numbers and would say, oh, I netted $1 million. And all of a sudden, the shark invests into them and they get their tax returns and they netted 10 grand. Mm. You know? You know? And
that's
so,
Kevin O'Leary. He wants the whole business.
Well, they
started 50% and I'll take a royalty of 25%. Cents on each piece of meat.
Yeah, but over the years, they've done a lot better job of vetting people and validating numbers and making sure that if you're on the show, there's a reason.
Nice. Well, let me take a quick break and we'll talk meat, because that's your company. EchoValleyMeats.com.
EchoValleyMeats.com.
People listening in Peoria right now, our hometown?
Absolutely.
You want to say hi to anybody?
Hello, Dawn. Hello, Jeanette at the office. Hello, everybody in Peoria listening to this right
now. You got people working this week? Come on.
Course.
This is vacation
week. We're still shipping. People still have to eat.
They do. Dave Alwyn from Echo Valley Meats in studio. We're live on CLTV and 720 WGN.
What are you going to do?
Mark, you have a deal.
Done.
Wow.
That Shark Tank music just kind of scares you, doesn't it? In studio with us, Dave Alwyn from Echo Valley Meats. You can go to his website, echovalleymeats.com. That was you on Shark Tank making the deal and the bro hug with Mark Cuban.
And that was right. That was 2015.
Do you talk to him on a regular basis?
Talk to him via email often. Anytime there's something we need or there's a problem or issue or a concern or, you know, whatever, or even just an order sometimes, like his family. So we talk as much as needed.
Do you get free tickets to the Mavericks?
I've never asked.
What?
I've never asked.
You got to call in that order, man. Yeah. Come on. He's your partner.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure I could get tickets if I wanted to go.
Okay.
So.
You're not going to Dallas.
Yeah.
No, not
really.
Well,
I might. I mean, I might if I'm there someday and there's a game, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do a lot of speaking engagements around the United States.
I do. I've started speaking quite a bit. You know, being the only entrepreneur, there's been two of us that have ever came back to the show for a second time. But as it sits today, out of, you know, well over a million people that have auditioned probably by now, I'm the only one that's ever came back and inked a deal. And so it's kind of a story in itself. And then leaving a family business as Lebanese in Peoria to start my own company.
Because right.
In 96, I said I wanted to get in the internet business, and they all laughed at me. And so on and so on, and that's what's happening.
I feel like you could sell anything. You could pick up something on this desk and sell it to somebody. Listen, we got Team Dave coming along. You need to buy this first, and then you're on my team. Okay, I'll do it. I'll make it happen. Absolutely.
Well, Pete, I don't care what it is. You have to be passionate about anything you do in life.
Of course.
You know, and you're very passionate about what you do, and that's what makes you good. And so I'm passionate about what I do, and you know what? I love feeding the world one mouth at a time.
Let's talk about the greatest ham on the planet. I'm not a ham guy, and I've told you that. You sent me a ham. I don't know what it is, what you put in it, but it's the greatest ham I've ever eaten.
Well, thank you. Most hams on the market today are all full of water, water-added hams. Ours are a natural juice ham, and so that's the biggest difference is we're not putting 25-35% of water in it for free weight and extra pounds and all that and take the flavor out of it. Ours is a natural juice product, and you know, it's the real deal.
It's the real deal, Andy.
It's the real deal.
It is. Yeah.
You've told me.
I know the holidays are big for you, but what do people order late January, February? Are they just sending it to business associates?
Well, we're starting, as of recently, getting into the corporate incentive world. And so we're dealing with a lot of casinos right now for people that have points or rewards for gamblers.
Oh, my gosh, how great is
that?
So
we're into to a big chain of casinos across the country.
Of course you are.
And then safety programs, incentives, retirement parties, retirement packages. We have one large company that sends a $200 steak box and $300 a meat. A $500 retirement package to people when they retire from their company.
Oh my gosh.
And so we've kind of created what I like to say is rewards, points, and incentives are three different things that we've converted into categories to sell meat through.
Good for you. People can order up on their phone.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to make it easy for people.
EchoValleyMeats.com. It's simple.
And for people watching on TV, on CLTV, what'd you bring in today?
So today we brought in some of our award-winning summer sausage. No MSG, gluten-free. There's five different flavors
it
here.
It is? I just thought it tasted good. Well, now you're telling me it's good for you?
It's quality in, quality out. Absolutely. You know, I'm not using the scraps. Most of this is fresh hams and boneless chucks that go into it.
Okay.
So it's, you know, quality in, quality out. Right. It's kind of my motto. And then this garlic cheese spread that is really, as Mark Cuban said on television, get away from me. I gain 15 pounds every time I see that stuff. It's that good.
Brother, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
For making the drive from P-Town.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How's everything over the holidays in Peoria?
It's good. You know, it's for me and my world, it's and my family, it's a new time. You know, we lost a daughter 3 months ago.
I know. So, I'm so sorry about that.
So, yeah, Jessica had died. She was 19 years old. And so it's a new beginning, a new normal, I guess, is what it is we're trying to figure out.
Right. Well, thank you for coming in. Love to the family. Love to Dawn. And are you ready to eat, Andy?
I'm ready to eat.
Andy, you know, went to Bradley, so he's very familiar.
Yeah.
We know some of the same common people.
We do.
Of course you do. That's Peoria. KZ You're one person
93.
Away.
Yeah.
KZ93.
Yeah. Just because you worked at the other place, don't knock it.
EchoValleyMeats.com. Dave Allman, thanks for sharing today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
CLTV and 720 WGN.